My name's Kurt Yar. I'm 26 years old, and I'm an airline pilot.
What was your first job like?
I was employed by Capital Airways, and Capital Airways is who I did my training with. They're coupled with University of New Brunswick. And I worked the ramp, I fueled aircraft, I cleaned planes, I cleaned the hangar, I worked as dispatch, and then I got to fly maybe a couple hours every week. I moved on to instructing a couple months after that, where I moved to Gander, Newfoundland, and had to teach people how to fly. And same thing, you're making maybe about $25,000 a year, and you're working long days, 12, 14-hour days. So there's a lot of work in it, but what you're basically trying to do is build your hours, get the experience for that next job, build experience there, head up to the next job, and eventually make it up to the airlines.
You're from suburban Toronto. What was it like to move to Gander?
It was a bit of a culture shock moving to Gander. I wasn't really ready when I moved there because I just threw everything in the back of my car and drove out there and showed up for my job on the first day and realized there's a Walmart, a car dealership, that's about it. It's a different experience, but it really forces you to, you know, broaden your horizons and open your eyes to not only different types of places that Canada has, it forces you to meet all kinds of different people as well.
Is flying really as exciting as it looks on television?
I remember one time a plane got stuck in Attawapiskat because the battery exploded. It was minus 50-something, and they just couldn't go out. They had to fly maintenance in. You're also stuck loading the plane underneath the cargo pod, you know, in blistering winds and stuff like that. So it's days like that where I was always praying for this airline job. But the flying up there was really enjoyable, and I really like the hands and feet flying. In the airline world, it's more, you know, you still hand fly the aircraft, but maybe for the first couple thousand feet, and, you know, maybe hand fly the landing. But beyond that, you're button pushing. You become more of a systems manager.
Have you ever had any sort of emergencies?
So my student sniffed the air. He said, "Sir, there's smoke." And I looked up and I realized, yeah, there is smoke in the cockpit. But then that's when you kick into, you revert to your training. And you run the checklists and you deal with the situation.
What's the pay like?
In Canada, the regional level, you'll start at around $40,000 to $45,000. And then make anywhere extra on top of that, untaxed, $5,000 to $15,000 in per diems. And that's an allowance for meals and stuff like that while you're away, but it shows up as a paycheck and you treat it as such. Pay tops out in the airlines between about $150,000 to $300,000 for some of the older legacy carriers. It does take a long time to get there, but I know a few captains at my airline who are making about $100,000 to $110,000, and they're about 30 to 32 years old.
How's the schedule?
I'll sometimes two 4-day pairings back to back, and so I'll be gone 8 days and maybe spend one night here at home just for about 12 hours, enough to do laundry and then get out the door again. So you learn a lot of stuff. You learn how to live out of your suitcase pretty efficiently. If I had a family right now, it would be a lot tougher.
Is it fun to travel to all these cities, or does it kind of get old?
You know, you can grow tiresome, but it's also kind of cool because, you know, everyone's got their favorite little restaurants to go to after work, and you can always go out exploring. Usually there's enough time to, you know, go to the gym and take some time and wander around downtown or do some shopping or stuff like that.
What was your best day so far as a pilot?
My best day as a pilot? I was instructing in Gander, of course. I remember one day, we essentially had free rein on the aircraft for that one day. We were sending our students back to China shortly there, and they had a few extra hours of flight time that, you know, they've all passed their exams and all that, so we could use it in a more fun way, right, as opposed to, you know, training hard. And so what about seven of us did? Seven instructors and seven students, we loaded up into the aircraft and flew all around Newfoundland, all in formation. It was really cool because it's one of those days that you kind of look out the window and you realize, hey, I'm getting paid for this.